and Ches Ches Amid Beis, second line from the top.
We have to do something.
Okay, Ravina Havala Nidra Labitahu. Asala Kamid Ravashi Me Amar Le Baal Maushi Asa Shaliach La Karatas Ishto. So Ravina's wife made a neder, and he wanted it. Rashi says he didn't v'ihu lo hefir la bo b'yom sheshama. L'maisif, his wife makes a neder, so the husband could make for it the day he hears it. He didn't do that, whatever, for whatever reason. So now the only possibility is he has to get it hutar from a chacham. So he went to his Rebbe, he was Talmid Chaver of Ravashi, so he went to Ravashi to have it hutar. He didn't want his wife to go because he felt it was embarrassing for her, whatever the case might be, for her to go there herself, so he wanted to represent his wife to get her neder annulled. So he came to Ravashi and he asked, can I do such a thing? Can I, now have my wife's, be a shaliach for my wife, right? Baal Moshe has a shaliach l'charatas ishta. So what's the havamina, like why not? So they say, we'll see a little bit more on, as we go on, that since the husband is like nogeya b'davar, it could be, in other words, the neder might be affecting him, so it could be that when if he's gonna be the shaliach, he's gonna blow it up, even subconsciously, even blow up the situation. Oh, this that to try to get it hutar because it's affecting him. So therefore, that's the shaila. Perhaps maybe he should not be allowed to be a shaliach for his wife. So what was the answer? Amalei Ravashi answered Ravina, and he says it depends. I mechanfin in ilolo. So it depends if he has to gather the dayanim, go running around finding dayanim to do this, or whether they already gathered together. Right? Again, the same logic. If they're already there, so then he'll just tell them whatever, and they'll mutter it, and that's fine. But if he has to start running around and going here, going there again, subconsciously, could be that after he, after all that work in getting these dayanim together, he's going to subconsciously, blow up again the situation to try to get this to work because of all that he's gone through. But if he doesn't have to and takes no effort, he goes there and they're already standing there and he just says it, so therefore, it's okay. He can do it as long as he doesn't have to go running around finding these dayanim. So the Gemara says, Shma Minatla. So we learn from here this Maisa three things. First thing, Shma Minat, that Baal Naseh Shaliach L'Charatas Ishto. We see it does work, right? He could be a shaliach for his wife. Again, as the third thing we're going to see is that they're, as we saw, they're gathered together. But Lamais, as long as he has the Gedayanim are there already, it's not a problem. He could, in fact, be a shaliach for his wife, as we see from here. Secondly, Ushmamina Loshari Lemishre Nidra Beasre Derabe. We also see from here that a Rav is not allowed to do this to himself, to matir the neder in the place of his Rebbe, right? Meaning, so they explain that doesn't mean he's going to do it himself, but at least with two other dayanim, sit and make a base, then bring to his house another couple of dayanim. That's what Ravina would have done, but he didn't do so. He went dafka to his Rebbe to do it. Why? Because you're not allowed to do it as a slight to the Rebbe, to do it yourself in where your Rebbe is. So that's why he just didn't do it himself with two others. That's the second.
That he didn't do it because he didn't know the halacha. If he was allowed to do it altogether.
The shaliach. He didn't go to the shaliach once we had part of the debate.
What again?
Because the Gemara just said that he went to ask Rav Ashi the halacha. So he couldn't have done it himself. He didn't know the halacha.
Well, I guess if he could have, if he would have said, "No, you can't," he would have said no. Then he would have. Then the child could he then comes another. Can he do it himself or not? that they would have said no, so that you can't be a you can't be a shaliach, then you can be a because it's two different things. What? No, because one thing is being a dayan, and you can't do it. He's not getting himself, but he'd get other, like we said, two other people, and to make a sit on the bench. He's not being a shaliach. He's being the dayan. That with two other people. He's not going to do it himself, but to do it to other people. That he could do or not. He wouldn't have done that if he's not allowed to do it in front of his in the place where his rabbi is. There was two different things. One is being a shliach, going to the thing, and say, okay, I'm representing my wife. And my wife, and Kilu, he's his wife. That's one thing. And then that would be if he could go to not do it himself, go to the Rebbe to do it.
And the wife should do it.
Right? The wife for sure is, that's fine, of course. That's supposed to be. But he said, no, I'll take over. I'll be instead of my wife. That's being a shliach.
No, but the other question is...
Right, that's a different thing. Right, that's another thing. Right, that's as far as... And then the other thing is being on the base in yourself.
And the wife will be the...
And she'll come right herself and then be on the base, and that's a second Indian. So that's a different thing. That's as far... Well, depends if he can do it. Where he's... Why not do it? Well, no, because in the place of his Rebbe, so he can't do that. That's a different thing. And Shmamina that Kimechanfin Shapir Dami, as we saw, that as long as there's three people together, then he doesn't have to gather them, that's also fine. Okay. Says Rashi, the first one, Imechanfin, says Rashi, if there's three there, Talta Mumchin the Sharule Shapir Dami. They're already there, then it's okay. Lashari Lemishre Nidra Basad Rabbe, Mishum Hachi Lo Bai Ravina Lemishre Le Mikami Rabbi. That's why he was not able to do it when the place of his Rebbe. V'yachid mumche. Okay, sorry, next thing. So now the Gemara goes on and says, V'shamta afilu be'asta de Rebbe V'yachid mumche shari shamta. However, in where there's a nidui involved, up until now we're talking about a neder, where there's a nidui involved, the excommunication, right, then afilu be'asta de Rebbe, even a place where the Rebbe is, he's allowed to do it. V'yachid mumche shari shamta. If he's a yachid mumche, he's allowed to do it even in the place of his Rebbe. So they explain what's the why. So it's in a slight to the Rebbe. It might be a little bit, but since excommunication is like a klala, so we don't want a marich in the klala. You know, if he says, no, you know, I can't do it, it's my Rebbe's here, and the guy says, okay, now where's your Rebbe? He has to go schlepping to the Rebbe or whatever. So therefore, to want to try to get rid of it as soon as possible, so therefore we said, it's okay, you can do it even in the place of his Rebbe. Fine. Rashi. I don't exactly understand this Rashi, but V'yachid mumche shari shamta, says Rashi, delo bai asara kemola nidui. So first of all, Asar, there's a girsa change on the side for those who have the ukmil girsa. They change it to three, which is better, already better. But I don't know. Rashi says like nidui, but shamta is nidui, so I don't exactly understand what he's saying. So we don't need three kamol and nidui. What do you mean? This is nidui. Shamta is nidui.
To be makir the shamta.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You don't need. Yachid mumche is enough to do it himself. Right. But then you don't need three to do it, right? But he says like nidui. What do you mean like nidui? Shamta is nidui.
Putting somebody in nidui is one thing.
Or like putting him into nidui. The lo bayasara kamo linidui means put him into nidui. But you don't really need three to put him into nidui either. But so I don't know. Okay, let's go on. So we're taught now, going back a duff ago on Zayin Amud Beis, we spoke about the Indian of Shem Shemaim Levatala. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Zavid, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Tavla, Amar Rabbi Chia Aricha, Devei Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Miyasha Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. After all that, Mai Dichsiv Vizarcha Lechem Yirei Shmi. So what does it mean when the Pasuk says in Pasuk in Malachi, it says, V'zarcha lachem, and I'm going to make shine for them, to who is to them? To Yireshmi, that those that fear my name. So who are the people that fear Hashem? Elu b'nei Adam, shehein yireim, lehotzi shem shemayim levatala. So we spoke about before, being mostly shem shemayim, these are the Yireshmi, they have that name of those that fear Hashem, they fear Hashem's name, my name, meaning they don't take my name levatala. And while we're at it, The Gemara continues with the pasuk Shemesh Tzaka Marpe. So Amar Abaye Shma Mina that Chirga the Yomei Maseh. Excuse me. So we learn from here, from the end of the pasuk, that the Shemesh is it's Marpe, it cures. That the Chirga the Yoma, which is literally the dust of the sun, is Maseh, it cures. So they say that when you have, if you see on a sunny day, the sun shines through the window and you see like these dust particles in the air. So those that's supposed to be a refuah. The guy we learned from Shemesh is a marpe, tzaku marpe. Okay, Rashi, Yireshmi, Lamisha Yirin, Lahotzi Shem Shemayim, Chirga is Zihara, the Shimsha. The light comes from the sun. Vahainu lo, right? Which is lo. Which lo here doesn't mean no. It means the dust. That's what we're talking about here. As the Gemara says in Yoma, right? Dichsi v'chol dari ara kelo chashivin. They're like dust. The lo. Mase is marpe. Dichsi v'says shemesh tzaku marpe. Okay. Upliye back to the Gemara. However, this up until now we were learning the pasuk that the Shemesh here is the regular sun in this world, right? The sun comes through the window, whatever, and cures. However, this argues with the Rabbi Shimon Bar Lakish, that he learns the sun to mean not the sun in this world, but Lasi Lavo. The Amar, he says, Ein Gehinnom Le'olam Haba. There's no Gehinnom in the next world. Some are Gores Lasi Lavo. Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika, but rather Hashem takes out the sun from its sheath, and Tzadikim Misrapim Ba, and the Tzadikim, they are cured from the sun, Urshayim Nidonim Ba, and Urshayim, the same sun, are punished with it. Shneemar, and then we bring the Pasuk, Vizarcha Lechem Yireish Mish Shemesh, etc. Not only that, this sun, the tzaddikim even are delight in it. Shneemar, as it says, vitzasem upishtem, as a continuation of the pasuk, vitzasem upishtem ke agli amarbe, that they go out and they flourish like the agalim, the calves of the fattened calves. Rishayim nidonim ba, and the Rishayim, that same sun that the tzaddikim enjoy, the Rishayim are punished with it. Shneemar, as it say, hine yom ba boer katanur. Okay, Rashi, tzaddikim yisrapim ba beoto shemesh delasi lavo, that same sun aval b'hai shemesh leis be refua, but it's not but the sun in this world, he argues. He says, no, there's no refua in this world with the sun in this world. The sun that we're talking about, this part is talking about the next world sun. He's arguing. V'la totam hayom haba. We don't have that in our Gemara. It's a continuation of that pasuk we said right at the end. Hine yom ba'kat bo'er katanu, and it continues on. V'ayakol zedim v'chol asei rasha kash, and then it concludes. V'la totam hayom haba. Shemesh sheloso yom, says Rashi. Okay, just a couple of things. It says that there's no Gehenim lo'olam haba. So, what do you mean no Gehenim? There's Gehenim. So the Ran at the over here in the bottom, he says it's not talking about the son of the son, the Gehenim after Misa. And as Vaday, when a person dies, he goes to Gehenim. We're talking about here the next world, Olam Haba. There's different shitas, like the Ramban or whatever, Rambam. But according to this, the Ran, that's talking about, fine, a person goes to Gehinnom after this world, but then, after he dies, but then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back, to make Tchias Amesim, bring everybody back to life, and for the final judgment day. And that's what we're talking about over here. On that final judgment, there's no Gehinnom per se. Gehinnom was already. This is a new matzav. Here, the tzaddikim are going to, the Hashem's going to bring out the sun, the tzaddikim are going to enjoy it, and the Rishayim are going to get burned from it. So also that fits in with the famous mashal they have with the, I say there's going to be like a shir, in the Masifta, the Rikia, it's going to be like a shir. So somebody who's prepared in his life and learned Torah or whatever, so he's going to enjoy the shir, it's geshmak, all the pilpul, whatever. And somebody who's, didn't, never learned, whatever, and the Rishayim, it's going to be a tremendous uncomfortable situation, sitting like for eternity listening to the shir. You know, it's going to drive them crazy. So that is the Gehinnom, as you see. It's the same sun, not different. The same sun where the tzaddikim enjoy, the rishayim are going to suffer from it. So it fits in.